I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Detroit's big three automakers are asking Congress for a bailout. GM, Chrysler, and Ford are short of cash as car sales plummet. That's true not just in the U.S., but in many countries around the world where the big three do business. Today, for instance, GM's European unit, Opel, asked for government help in Germany. And it's a similar story in Canada, as Derek Stoffel reports.
Just across the river from Detroit sits Windsor, Ontario, Canada's car capital. The serious problems that plague the big three, slumping sales, huge debt, and major losses, have seeped across the Detroit River and have hammered the Canadian divisions of GM, Ford, and Chrysler. Already, some of the automakers have closed factories. GM is shutting down its big plant here in just over a year. Windsor, like many American cities that rely on the auto industry for jobs, has fallen on hard times. It now carries the distinction of having the highest unemployment rate of any city in Canada. It's no surprise, then, that some of the loudest calls for help for the automotive sector are coming from Windsor. Dalton McGuinty is the Premier of Ontario. He says since the Canadian government is putting up billions to back bank loans and mortgages, some public money should be going to the auto industry.
You know, there's no magical difference between banks and the auto industry. They're both indispensable to the generation of wealth and the support they provide to quality of life, including our public services.
Most of the cars produced in Canada, 85%, are sold in the United States. That heavy dependence on the American market has many involved in the Canadian auto industry calling for equal government assistance. They say if the big three in the U.S. are bailed out, it will be hugely unfair if their Canadian divisions don't receive the same kind of help. Buzz Hargrove is the former president of the Canadian Auto Workers Union. He says so far the Canadian government has failed to grasp just how serious this issue is.
Canada should be out front. It's the most important industry in Canada. It's the equivalent of 12% of our gross domestic product. It's 500,000 direct jobs for Canadians right across the country. What are we waiting for?
The Canadian government is considering some sort of assistance, but not everyone is lining up for it. In Canada, Toyota and Honda are doing very well these days. The Japanese automakers actually saw their Canadian sales increase in October. And while the big three are closing some of their plants, Honda and Toyota have expanded their Canadian operations. Tony Feria is the co-director of automotive research at the University of Windsor. He says the Japanese companies are once again ahead of their North American competition, in part due to sheer luck.
The Japanese, of course, basically serving an Asian market, that market is a small vehicle market. So they were also producing for their home market customers, just as the Detroit Three were. It's just that their home market customers wanted small vehicles. And as the market in North America began turning to small vehicles with rising gas prices, that's where the Japanese were already positioned.
And that bright spot in Canada's auto sector has helped some of the thousands of Canadians affected by the problems that started in Detroit. Through their expansion, Honda and Toyota have hired hundreds of people laid off by the big three. That could be a preview of things to come in the U.S. should one or more of the big three go bankrupt. For The World, I'm Derek Stoffel in Toronto.